Good evening.
Oh.
Hello there. Am I speaking with Terry Price?
Who is this?
Thank you, sir. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Thank you so much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or would you not vote, sir?
100%. I'm voting.
Voting. Excellent. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Biden. All right. Let's move on. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
65.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative, yeah. Sir?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is to you to have the president and Congress to refocus on. You stand if it is most important, 5 if it is, the issue is somewhat important, 0 if the issue is not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First issue is addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10. How about banning tobacco products for adults?
5.
5, somewhat important, okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
10. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
20.
Okay. It's a 10, right? You have to tell me. Thank you, sir. Making housing more affordable?
8.
8. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
10. Legalizing marijuana?
7, 8.
Which one? 7 or 8?
8.
8. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Do you approve it strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly approved. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Democrats in Congress. From 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
100.
100. The tobacco industry.
20.
20, all right. Joe Biden.
100.
100, Joe Biden, okay. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
50, okay. And Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump?
-1,000.
All right. I'm surmising you're giving him a 0, I suppose. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on quickly. I want to read you a list of priorities that you might think that Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important. 5 if the issue is somewhat important. 0 is the issue is not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
Okay.
authorizing less harmful tobacco, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults to who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
5, somewhat, okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
0.
0, okay. That's not important at all. Regulating marijuana.
10.
10, all right. Educating the public about the food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
10, very well. Move on. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine for adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that? That's what
they can buy guns at 18. I guess I support it.
Support it strongly, sir, or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't support that.
Oppose? Okay. Would you say you are somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you, sir. Almost there. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
As for the health, I imagine it should be beneficial.
Okay. Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Much more benefit, okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
More important issues, that's not important.
Not important, very well. Almost done, sir. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which one do you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which one statement do you agree with more, A or B?
I go with B.
B, very well. And would you say you will much more with B or just somewhat more with B?
I'm strictly approved with B.
Much more.
Strongly.
Much more, okay. Very well. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to refocus its efforts on? The number one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco uses by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you agree with more? First one, harm reduction or prohibition?
The first one.
First one, thank you. And let's continue, almost done, sir. I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about this outcome. The first one is deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Would you say you're very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And an immediate loss of over $40 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you be very concerned about that, sir? Or somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. And just one more. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you about that, sir?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, today smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite their prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10, sir?
10.
10? Okay, I strongly agree then.
Yeah.
Okay, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10 as well? Okay, and just one more, sir. The FDA knows the dangers in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavor, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. How much do you agree with that statement, sir? From 0 to 10.
10
as well. 10. Okay, let's move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under 21. Considering this, yeah. Do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
A strongly opposed or somewhat?
Yes, opposed. I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Very well.
Yeah.
And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I oppose.
Oppose strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No decision.
No impact?
No.
Okay. Let me see. The choices I have available is much more willing to vote for a candidate who supports this ban, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing to support a candidate who supports these bans. Which one is it, sir?
Much more. How many more questions we get?
Oh, done. We're almost done. So, somewhat more willing or less willing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. In the past, there just a few questions for the statistical purposes. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No tobacco.
No. In the past 30 days, have you used coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Soda pop?
Yeah.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
And heat and not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or
no.
chew?
No.
And beer in the last 30
no.
days?
No.
Okay. And that's a no. Okay. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Switching gears, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling
I'm
that you have completed?
I'm going in the dead zone.
What is... Hello, sir? Oh, God.